You're not gay. You're a faggot. For many of you that are into forced bi or being a sissy, words like cocksucker, homo, fairy, fruit, queer, panty waist, girly boy, and faggot are powerful triggers, while words like homosexual or gay are not. So, you like being called a sissy faggot. But you love it when a hot, sexy girl calls you a faggot. Why is that? Why do you like being called a faggot? Is it because you love to look at the big cocks and bodies of every man who is even slightly superior to you? Is it because you drop to your knees in an instant and orally worship that superior man's beautiful cock without hesitation if given the opportunity? Is it because you're gay? Are you a sissy because you enjoy wearing women's clothing? Panties, bras, shapewear, padded hips, fake tits, short dresses and high heels? Is it normal for a man to wear pantyhose? To want to wear pantyhose? To shave his legs and slip on a pair of shimmery sheer to the waist pantyhose? That was designed for a woman? Does that make you a sissy? Does that make you gay? Of course not. You're not gay. You're a faggot. A sissy faggot. Gay men love men. Gay men want men to make love to them. Gay men want to be their lovers. Gay men are men. But you are not a man. You're a faggot. A sissy faggot. You don't want to be a man while sucking his big hard dick. No, you want to be dressed as a wannabe woman. With her hoop earrings dangling side to side as she sucks the cum from a real man's dick. Your soft, small hands cupping his masculine hairy balls. Your long painted nails carefully teasing his manhood. A stark contrast of masculine and feminine. Your soft, pretty hands on his hairy, ugly balls. Feeling the sweat of his balls on your delicate fingers. Enjoy this. You are not a real man, or a man at all. You're a sissy faggot. You don't want a man to make love to you gently, to be your lover, to love you. You just want him to use you and prove what you both already know, that he's better than you. You love men who are better than you. And fortunately, all men are better than you. That is why you love men. You have failed at trying to be a real man. There's no hope for sissies like you. Ridiculous as men and hopeless as a woman. You're a joke, a faggot, freak show for everyone to laugh at. Your love for men is contingent on it not being mutual, on it not being reciprocated. In fact, the less respect a man shows you, the more respect you have for him. The less he treats you like an equal, the more you worship him. The less he treats you like a man, the more you admire his masculinity. And the more disdain he shows you, the more you love him. He knows you're a sissy, well dressed or not. You look like a faggot. Your face looks like a faggot. You are the very definition of the word faggot. You deserve no respect and will get none from any man or woman in return. Any man can make you feel more pathetic by comparison. 'Cause real men don't do these things you do. Dressing like a woman, acting like a woman, obsessing over men like a woman. But it isn't just men who make you feel this way, is it? Of course not. You love it when a woman denies you, rejects you, tells you that she'd never give you head, let you fuck her, or even touch your little limp faggot stick. When a woman tells you that she'd never let you see, let alone smell, touch, taste, or feel her sweet little pussy, it makes that little pee-pee of yours rock hard, doesn't it? When she tells you you're too much of a loser, too ugly, pathetic, fat, disgusting, effeminate, weak, poor, too nice, too feminine, too much of a pussy boy to fuck a woman, you adore her for it. 'Cause it's the truth. And you fall madly in love with her when she calls you a faggot. She has identified you as a beta male. She has identified you as a beta male and given you the title of faggot. You might as well tattoo it on your forehead for others to quickly determine the sissy faggot beta bottom bitch that you are. The lowest in the pyramid. Lower than shit. Lower than a pair of used pantyhose. But it's obvious to everyone. All your family. All your friends. Everyone you've ever met thinks you're a sissy faggot. What is it about hearing a girl call you a sissy faggot that turns you on so much? It's not like you really enjoy a man calling you that, unless he's fucking your face cunt, or feeding you his dick in your boy pussy. I'm sure it sounds mean and scary coming from a man's voice. You've heard it before, many times. Like he's about to beat your sissy face for looking at him. For making him see what a man can do to himself. Subject himself to faggotry. Full feminization. To see a man fall so far from manhood that he would want to beat you up in your pantyhose and high heels. Instead, he just looks at you and shouts the word faggot. And yet, when it's a girl's voice, it's even more demeaning. It's so degrading when a girl calls you a faggot. When a woman calls you a faggot, she's saying in no uncertain terms that she would never do anything even remotely sexual with you. Because she doesn't see you as even being a man. No one does, sissy. In fact, she sees you as being inferior to man. Every man. Not just the one she'd fuck. The one she'd drop to her knees for and worship their cocks. Every man, even the losers and betas, she'd never go near. Why would she? That's what faggots like you are for. Sure, it's okay to flick and pinch your little sissy dick to images of alpha studs, getting their dicks sucked by pretty girls with tops on, or the view from behind a real man's butt as he pounds her wet pussy. You'll never fuck a woman like that. It's okay to admire and to worship those real men from afar. But just like the woman who fucked them, those men aren't for you. Boys like girls, girls like boys. They deserve each other. You deserve neither, sissy faggot. No, the asses you were meant to lick and the cocks you were meant to suck belong to the lesser men that women won't fuck. You know the betas, the losers, those too awkward or shy, or maybe too ugly or fat or stinky to get sex from a woman on a regular basis. But regardless of their status with women, as long as they jack off to thoughts of fucking and getting their cock sucked, deep down they are still men, and that makes them superior to you. You're lower than all men. Lower than animals and objects. You're even lower than piss and shit and a used condom. You're the bottom of the pyramid. The lowest life form. A faggot. A sissy faggot. When you drop to your knees to worship and satisfy the cock of a man who truly needs it, you do so in service to everyone who is superior to you. When a man, like him, starts to feel sexually frustrated, he may deal with it in a variety of ways. In extreme cases, he may become aggressive towards women. In other cases, he may turn his aggression inward and become depressed. Neither of these is a desirable outcome. Not when there's an inferior queer male like you. A sissy faggot who should be ready and willing to make any man feel satisfied and superior. Every man has the right to feel superior to a faggot like you, because he would never resort to doing what you do. To remove any sense of masculinity inside him, to resent anything remotely male about him, To embrace your femininity is a crime against manhood. You have crossed the line so far in your pantyhose and high heels, your sexy dresses and painted whore face. You are not a real man. You are a sissy faggot. Repeat it, faggot. I am not a real man. I am a sissy faggot. Louder. I am not a real man. I am a sissy faggot. Say it 3 times a day into the mirror in the morning and before you go to bed. Sissy faggots are so pathetic. Even gay men have more respect for themselves. They have standards. They have a loving community of people who love them. Not the same for you, the sissy faggot loser club. If you were gay, you'd have every right to be a little bit picky. Maybe you'd only suck the cocks of oiled, slick muscle studs or sexy otters. Maybe you can choose to be a top or a bottom. But you're not gay. You're a faggot bottom bitch. You don't deserve to have the self-respect that comes from having standards. You're just not inferior to attractive men. You're inferior to all men. Aw, does that make you want to cry into your pillow, sissy boy? Go shopping for high heels to cheer yourself up, homo. You should be more than happy to service a man whose only redeeming quality is that he is a man, unlike you. The sissy faggot. When you drop to your knees dressed as a woman in your feminine best, facing his bulge, pull down his pants, kiss his hairy ballsack before placing the nuts in your mouth, and stuffing his big sweaty dick and rimming it with lipstick stains and drool, you prove to the world, you prove to yourself, that there's no bigger loser, no lesser of a man, no queerer sissy, no more inferior of a faggot than you. And that's the only sexual satisfaction you need or deserve. After all, you're a faggot, a sissy faggot. When he finally comes on your face, you will take it with pride of being a faggot. He will wipe his dick clean in your perfumed wig and smeared mascara with hair strands sticking to your sissy face. Smeared makeup with a fresh coating of jizz to hold your foundation in place. And you will leave the cum on your face for as long as you possibly can. It will smell, and it'll dry and crack as you move your facial muscles. So keep smiling, faggot, and hold that smile. Be grateful for real men out there who put faggots like you in their place on their knees with a cum facial. As you slowly rise in your pantyhose, you see several runs in your hose. Looking like a cheap tart, feeling like a total slutty sissy, I want you to wobble to the mirror in your high heels. A broken sissy faggot, smelling of piss and semen. Your dick limp and soft, like your wrists. Now, sissy faggot, walk to the mirror. Shake that fat ass. And wiggle those girl hips. Feel the weight of those fake tits, wishing they were real. And they are real. They are an extension of you, like those fake eyelashes. Those are your eyelashes, the real you, the sissy faggot femboy. Stare at yourself in the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the faggotiest one of them all? Know this to be true. There's no one more faggoty than you. That's right, Alexander. You fucking pantyhose-wearing queer. Every time you see a woman wearing pantyhose, under her jeans, while wearing shorts, you will see the sheen of light reflecting, almost seeing your own reflection in her pantyhose. So shiny, so compelling, so inviting to the touch. You will compliment her on her pantyhose, the shape it gives her, the look it achieves, the sex, the lust it drives you to have. Tell her, ask her about her pantyhose. Oh my gosh, I love your pantyhose. You'll squeal and ask her the style and brand. It'll take her a moment to register your face. She will see into your eyes, deep into your soul. And it will become perfectly clear to her she's talking to a sissy faggot. She will be disgusted by the sissy faggot she's talking to, but she will answer with a confused smile and tell you where to purchase them. You will then buy the pantyhose from an excited saleswoman. And she will also know the kind of fairy faggot she's dealing with, asking you loudly if these pantyhose are the ones you want, and shouting to others, "Girls, this sissy here loves wearing women's pantyhose. Let's give her a hand." They will applaud the sissy in the store, and you will smile and nod. She will ring you up and send you on your sissy faggoty way. Alex, you will then masturbate in the pantyhose, remembering every detail of the women you saw earlier, those women who wanted nothing to do with you, who wore the pantyhose, not for your gaze or attention. They wore it for real men, and you are not a real man. You are a beta sissy faggot, and you will wear this label with pride. You will masturbate to the thought of these women, who hate faggots like you, in your pantyhose and other sissy foundations, dress and heels, repeating, "I love wearing women's pantyhose because I am a sissy faggot. My role models are any woman who wears pantyhose. Stewardesses in their tan thick pantyhose. Las Vegas showgirls in their shiny pantyhose. Secretaries in their glossy pantyhose. I love Playboy bunnies in their layered pantyhose. I love fictional characters like Chun-Li and her thick pantyhose. Wanting to wear them. Wanting to soak up her pantyhose juices in my faggot face and mouth. I love pantyhose. I want to be these women because I am a failure of a man. My name is Alexander, the sissy faggot. Sissy faggot. Sissy faggot. Sissy faggot.